You're listening to SBS News.
Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg says the world must do better in the fight against vaccine inequity.
So far, on average, one in four people in high-income countries have received a coronavirus vaccine, compared with just one in over 500 in low- and middle-income countries. In the international community, governments and vaccine developers must step up their game and address the tragedy that is vaccine inequity.
The World Health Organization has announced 5.2 million new confirmed cases of the coronavirus over the last week. It's the largest weekly count yet in the 16-month pandemic. Ms. Thunberg says all people around the world in the front lines fighting the virus should be vaccinated before any others.
It is completely unethical that high-income countries are now vaccinating young and healthy people if that happens at the expense of people in risk groups and on the front lines in low- and middle-income countries.
The Swedish team behind the Fridays for Future environmentalist movement contributed $155,000 from her charitable foundation to the WHO to help buy COVID-19 vaccines for countries where they're needed, whether rich or poor. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the global tally of new COVID-19 cases has risen for an eighth straight week.
Last week, new cases of COVID-19 increased for the eighth week in a row, with more than 5.2 million cases reported, the most in a single week so far. Deaths rose for the fifth straight week, and more than 3 million deaths have now been reported to WHO.
One of the most vaccinated countries in the world, Israel, says it's secured millions more vaccine doses after signing an agreement with Pfizer. The government says the agreement includes an option for future delivery of vaccines capable of dealing with new variants, and that similar negotiations with Moderna are underway. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country won't need any more lockdowns.
In recent days, I have spoken with my friends, the CEOs of Pfizer and Moderna. There were some obstacles in Israel that we had to overcome, and we found a way to overcome them. If there are no surprises in the form of coronavirus variant that the vaccines do not overcome, then we have signed up for the purchase of millions of additional vaccines with Pfizer. I hope very soon with Moderna as well. This means that very soon we will have more than enough vaccines, both for adults and children. Israel will once again lead the world in the fight against COVID-19. There will be no more lockdowns. We got out of it.
The announcement did not say how many new vaccines Israel would acquire or how much it was paying for them. Israel has been a world leader in vaccinations per capita since launching its inoculation campaign in December. It secured a large supply of vaccines after striking a deal with Pfizer to trade medical data for doses. More than half of Israel's 9.3 million people have received two doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and new infections have plummeted since a peak in January. Israel's announcement comes as the Democratic Republic of Congo begins giving its first vaccinations. It's been 1 month since the DRC received doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine through the WHO's Global COVAX initiative. Health Minister Etienne Longondo and other officials were among the first people to receive the vaccine. He stressed the importance of the vaccine and said he wanted to set an example to those worried about receiving the jab, adding there were more good than bad reasons to get it. Dr. Jean-Robert Makulo, head of Kinshasa's university clinic, was the first to receive the vaccine.
I am not afraid. Vaccination is an opportunity for the relaunching of the economy. It's an opportunity, together with other measures, to put an end to this pandemic that has been experienced throughout the world. We are going through an important health crisis. For the moment, the country does not have many cases, but we must put all the measures in place to avoid the third wave. Distancing measures, the wearing of masks, and vaccination is added to avoid the third wave.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.